You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. 6 days before we head to the polls for the midterm election, the backdrop to Election Day is full of turmoil. The synagogue shootings, the Kroger shootings, the pipe bombs, the drumbeat of alarm coming from Fox News and the White House about the caravan of asylum seekers making their way to the U.S. border. Well, let's talk about all of this now as we welcome Democratic U.S. Senator Gary Peters, who is not up for re-election this time around. Senator, welcome back. Always good to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be with you. That's why I'm so relaxed. I'm not on the ballot this year.
There you go. Everything that I just listed is only in the past week. We're in such a point in our history. What is fueling all of this in your view?
Well, it is, I think, a very troubling time in our history right now. We're seeing this just the division of people. I get it as I travel across the state of Michigan on a regular basis. Every week I'm out everywhere. We see that folks are kind of retreating into their respective tribal camps. Folks don't want to listen to people in the other camp or always try to justify what may be said within their camp. And this partisan nature is making it difficult for us to come together and understand we're all Americans. We got to find common ground, but it's becoming increasingly difficult. And it's not just in Congress. It's with everyday folk in our state as well.
Well, when you think about where this has been building up for a while. And I'm wondering your thoughts. How culpable are Democrats in creating this kind of divisive political climate?
Well, I think everybody shares responsibility for this. And if once you start pointing fingers, you know you are definitely part of that problem if you're starting to point fingers, that we all have to show leadership and understand that we need to certainly speak out aggressively in politics. And democracy requires people to be very forceful and to advocate for whatever they believe. But you can still do it in a respectful way, and we shouldn't in any way do it in a way that leads some people to think that violence is the answer, because that's never acceptable.
Well, people are looking to you in Congress to lead. And so what can and should you and all the other elected representatives be doing now to cool things down?
Well, one, to make sure that we don't spin up our rhetoric that can lead to that kind of environment where people think it's okay to do that. And sometimes in the heat of the campaign, that does happen. But I think more than ever, people need to be very conscious so that words truly do matter. And be very careful with those words. But then also lead by example. It's something that I care very deeply about is that I work on a bipartisan basis. When I introduce legislation, I always seek out a Republican co-sponsor with me. I've got a very good working relationships with my colleagues in the U.S. Senate. I don't agree with them on a lot of issues, but there are a lot of issues I do agree with them on, and we try to find that common ground and introduce legislation to work together. I've passed legislation that way, and I think that example is extremely important.
You know, there is that sense that we hear from people that there's not enough leading going on and there's way too much putting the party ahead of the country. Now, if the Democrats take the House or the Senate, wouldn't the narrative be the same, just flipped to the other side of the coin?
Well, I hope not. I mean, there are some that think that's what we have to do. And let me just say, I mean, we definitely have to be very forceful in our advocacy for the things that we believe in, standing up for the American people. But I hope we could lead in a way that governing is different than being on a campaign trail. You actually have to govern, and the way to govern is to bring people together. And the thing that I always say that after the election's over, I have the privilege of representing everybody in the state of Michigan, not just those who voted for me, but everybody in the state of Michigan.
I know you're in town for a University of Michigan conference on the 2020 census, and earlier this year you joined with other Democratic senators. You introduced the IDEA Act, the 2020 Census Improving Data and Enhanced Accuracy Act. It's a lot easier to say
That's
IDEA.
That's right, yeah.
What would this bill do, and why is it important?
Well, the census is just vitally important for our country and a whole host of reasons, but we base our government structure, the way the legislatures are structured, based on the census. That goes back to our founders, who realized that you need to have representation based on the actual population. That's how the House of Representatives is determined. Our state legislatures, accurate counts also are important with how federal resources get allocated. And you, a community that's undercounted will get less resources than other communities, even if the, and especially a problematic if the need's even greater. Mm-hmm. But if it's not counted properly, it's a significant problem. And it's not just government. It's private business use census data to locate businesses, to recruit employees, to figure out what, you know, where they're going to be promoting products. So everybody relies on an accurate census, so we have to make sure it's done correctly. And I'm on a couple of committees that have direct responsibility. One is the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, as well as the Commerce Committee, where the Census Bureau is located. And so this act basically works in a variety of ways, but one would be don't put new questions on a census questionnaire until it's been thoroughly researched.
So are we talking about the citizenship question that the Trump administration proposes adding to the 2020 form?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we have this citizenship question put on onto the census. It hasn't been researched. It hasn't been tested. Folks are concerned whenever you add new questions, you can reduce participation rates in the census. And so then if you reduce participation rates, one, you get inaccurate data, or you try, which they do, they try to then count everybody. Then you send people out in the field to start doing face-to-face. The cost to the taxpayers goes up dramatically. And that's why when you do something like this, and it may be something we want to do, but let's test it and see exactly how we do it correctly before you try to go out and implement a census that's going to be talking to hundreds of millions of people.
So the act was introduced when?
It was introduced a couple months ago.
And where are we with it?
Well, it hasn't moved. And the fact that the Republican Congress doesn't want to move it forward. You have Secretary Ross that made this decision to put this forward. There are a number of court cases. I think there's 6 lawsuits now filed. The biggest one is New York versus the Department of Commerce. And it looks as from the some of the information that's coming out that the reason for this question is political. It's not based on the reasons that they initially gave, that it was important to enforce to work with the Voting Rights Act. Early evidence shows what we've always feared, that there is a political motivation. And we should never be political about the United States Census. This should be objective, scientific data run by scientists like the folks that I talked to today at the University of Michigan Symposium. These are professionals who do survey research and statistics. Let's make sure that this is not partisan in any way. It leads to the opening of this segment. We got to get partisanship out of some of these basic core functions of the U.S. government. The census is one of those.
Final thoughts with 6 days to go before the midterms. What do you want to say to anyone saying, I don't know if I'm going to vote. I may sit this out.
Well, my point is you have to vote. If you want your voice heard, you have to get out and make sure that you are voting. Our democracy is structured in a way that your voice is not heard if you don't actually vote. We see the consequences of it, and folks who may not be happy with things that they're seeing in the country now realize that it's usually all directly related to the outcome of an election, and that's why you have to get out and make sure that your voice is heard.
U.S. Senator Gary Peters, thank you so much for being with us.
Always great to be with you.